Like all possible presidential nominees, Walter Mondale is trying to choose a running mate who will balance out his ticket. But in 1984, balance is no longer just a matter of geographics. The latest CBS New York Times poll of registered Democrats shows Hart as Mondale's strongest choice. But ironically, the same poll indicates Hart has a better chance of beating President Reagan, although Mondale alone has enough delegates to cinch the Democratic nomination. Yesterday, Mondale met with New York Congresswoman Geraldine Ferraro, a potential running mate, favored by many women, state party leaders, and convention delegates. Jeff Roberts has more.
Just back from her conversation in Minnesota, Geraldine Ferraro was all smiles as she approached the microphones of reporters in her hometown. The Congresswoman wasted no time letting her priorities be known.
I'm interested. I'm anxious to win in November. I want to see Walter Mondale, the President of the United States. To me, the most important thing is beating Ronald Reagan. If that includes Jerry Ferraro on the ticket, terrific.
The Congresswoman would not reveal exactly what she discussed with the former Vice President, but she did insist on one thing, that if she didn't get Mondale's endorsement before the convention, she wouldn't run.
I would not, repeat, allow my name to be put in nomination as a challenge to the nominee of the presidential nominee.
She was also asked about her own qualifications for the ticket.
I would not have gone out there if I did not feel qualified. If you say, do I have X amount of years with X amount of foreign policy, or maybe not. But if you take a look at, first of all, the fact that I've been a member of Congress for 6 years, and that bless Ronald Reagan, the one thing he's done for me is he's forced me to learn about deficits and budgets because he's created such large ones. In addition, because his foreign policy is so horrendous and the fact that he has not moved toward arms control, he's forced me to become a little bit of an expert in that field.
Today in Kansas City, the Reverend Jesse Jackson is presenting Mondale a list of black potential running mates, along with a series of demands for his support. The two men are giving separate addresses before the annual NAACP convention. Jackson had promised he'd choose a female running mate, a pledge that only makes Mondale's choice a little harder. John Aubuchon has today's inside story.
Mondale is in a pressure cooker. The heat is being supplied by women's groups and other powerful elements in the Democratic Party who insist he must choose a woman as his vice presidential candidate. Ferraro is one of the women and men he's interviewing for the job. And so far, no promises.
I mean it when I say I think she is one of the truly impressive leaders in our party today. I think she's demonstrated that in the way in which her colleagues accept her in the House, the way in which she's been received in a leadership role in the Democratic Party, the fact that she is being widely supported across the nation as a possible vice presidential running mate.
The pressure started building here at last year's National Organization for Women convention in Washington, where each of the Democratic hopefuls promised to give serious consideration to putting a woman on the ticket. By last weekend's NOW convention in Miami, it had built to a fever, now passing a resolution calling for nomination of a woman for VP from the floor of the Democratic convention if necessary. And unofficially, now members coalesced around Ferraro. For Mondale, it's getting tougher.
I think he's getting more and more into a box where his vice presidential choice becomes a no-win situation.
If Mondale does not pick a woman, Ornstein believes he faces a walkout by some women delegates at the convention after an embarrassing confrontation. But if he does pick a woman, first, it could hurt him with Southern voters who, polls show, might walk away. But would women abandon Mondale if he went with a man? Ornstein says no. Most would not. And a member of the union that endorsed Ferraro, the food and commercial workers, agrees. Pat Scarselli will be a delegate at the National Democratic Convention.
However, if Geraldine Ferraro is not the candidate, I don't believe that women are going to do a backlash and not vote for the Democratic ticket just because there's not a woman on it. I don't think we're that stupid.
The suspense isn't over yet, though. This Friday, Mondale meets again with San Francisco Mayor Dianne Feinstein, another vice presidential possibility. Most political handicappers agree that if it is a woman, it's Ferraro. But in politics, as in horse racing, the handicappers often are surprised.